Throughout American history, there have been a multitude of cases that have been extremely controversial. Yet, very few cases are nearly as controversial as the tragic case of Trayvon Martin's death. The crime occurred on February 26th, 2012, in Sanford, Florida. When Martin was returning from a convenience store to get Skittles for his stepbrother, he was spotted by Zimmerman, who was a neighborhood watch patrol. Zimmerman believed that Martin was a suspicious character, although he was staying in the neighborhood at the time, and fired his weapon at 17-year-old Martin, killing him. For 2 months, the police could not legally file a charge on Zimmerman due to them claiming they have no probable cause to do so. It wasn't until State Governor Rick Scott assigned a private investigator to inspect the case in which he was finally charged. His trial had finally taken place a year later in February of 2013. This trial was one of the most publicized criminal trials of all time. One of the reasons for this was because the entirety of this trial was centered around a state law of Florida called the Stand Your Ground Law. This law permitted the use of deadly weapons to those who genuinely believe they are in immediate danger or are in serious harm of becoming seriously injured. The law also provides that a defendant claiming to have acted in self-defense to seek a pre-trial immunity hearing in which, if the defendant could show by a preponderance of the evidence that he or she acted lawfully, would result in an order from the court granting the defendant immunity from prosecution. Zimmerman requested this specific hearing, but doing so would reveal evidence about the case before the trial, so his lawyer advised him not to do so. When it was time to introduce the opening statements, Prosecutor John Guy began his opening statement by quoting a remark made by George Zimmerman in his call to the Sanford police dispatcher. He used this call to point out how Zimmerman said, "These assholes always get away," and he meant that he was a wannabe cop. Don West began the opening argument for the defense in a different form. He told a knock-knock joke. West said, "Knock-knock. Who's there?" "George Zimmerman." "George Zimmerman who?" "All right, good. You're on the jury." Not a single person in the crowd laughed. The prosecution's first witness, 15-year-old Chad Martin, was the son of Trayvon's dad's fiance, and he testified that he had sent Trayvon on a mission to the neighborhood 7-Eleven to buy him a bag of Skittles, which Martin did while Chad continued to play PlayStation 3 video games in his mother's townhouse. Later, an officer arrived at the scene and held Zimmerman at gunpoint after seeing the body of Martin. They reported that Zimmerman complied with the arrest and showed no signs of resistance. Rachel Jean Tell was widely expected to be the prosecution's star witness. Allegedly on the phone with Trayvon Martin for a period of over 20 minutes leading to the fatal shot, 19-year-old Jean Tell could tell the story from something resembling Trayvon's point of view. Martin informed Jean Tell he was being followed by a creepy-ass cracker. According to Jean Tell, after the trial, one juror said that numerous other jurors felt Jean Tell's use of the word cracker insulting and used it as an excuse to throw her testimony out. Martin feared Zimmerman and was attempting to flee him, not that he was seeking for an opportunity to ambush him. According to Jean Tell's evidence, Jean Tell also testified that she believed Trayvon's voice on the 911 recording was calling for help. The defense needed to show that Zimmerman had a reasonable fear of serious injury before he pulled the trigger to convince a jury that he might have had a reasonable fear of serious injury.
Adam Pollock is the owner of a kickboxing gym that Zimmerman worked at, and he stated that he is not athletically talented and physically soft. Many courtroom watchers feel that forensic pathologist Dr. Vincent D. Mao's testimony significantly bolstered the defense case. When the fatal round was fired, the gun was touching Martin's sweater and was 2 to 4 inches from his torso, according to DeMau's testimony. This, also according to DeMau, is consistent with Zimmerman's account that he was on the bottom and Martin was on top, straddling him, because the sweatshirt would be hanging down a few inches from Martin's body in that exact posture. DeMau found the medical data is incompatible with Zimmerman's account. Zimmerman's head lacerations, temple wounds, and bleeding nose, according to DeMau, were consistent with his hitting his head on a sidewalk and being struck in the nose. As Zimmerman claimed Trayvon Martin was probably conscious for roughly 10 to 15 seconds after being shot, all of this information was according to pathologist Dr. Vincent DeMau. This landmark trial was finished on July 12th, with the jury finding Zimmerman innocent. This outcome was major to the course of the entire country, as it caused major social problems, as well as making many Americans more aware of racial problems going on within the country and around them.